You're listening to Muse Live, anytime, any place, any show. Featuring the one and only Muse.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Muse Live. Thanks for tuning in. Falcon and the Winter Soldier has officially dropped. The wait is over. And I gotta say, it is definitely completely different than what I thought it was going to be. I was definitely expecting a lot more of like a spy thriller thing, like we've gotten from Captain America: Winter Soldier, and maybe we'll get that going further into the season. But right now, it's because it has so much airtime, it's taking its time in building character development, which is something that we desperately need with these two characters. We know next to nothing about Sam and Bucky. I mean, we know the famous Bucky backstory, but what kind of guy is Bucky when he's not, you know, hooked up to Hydra electrocution torture chamber? What kind of guy is Bucky, really? I don't know what I was trying to say there, but that was really hard to get out for no reason at all. Moving right on. First thoughts. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was really worried that they were going to try and make it racial and try and make racist like cops and just make the whole thing all about like people being racist, which I really, really don't want to see. I don't care what your political like views are. Marvel has their own universe here. It's wholly unrealistic. I mean, they have like they've people flying around and they've like Norse gods and super soldiers like running around the streets battling big purple grapes from other planets. Why do we need to create racism in that world? You have your own world that you've created. Why are you putting racism in there? Like why would you do that? I don't understand why anyone would do that. I guess you're trying to be relevant to today's times or whatever, but like, you have your own ideal or idealistic world that you've created. Why are you ruining it by trying to add racism into there to be like edgy or whatever? It would be pathetic, and I'm just glad that Marvel isn't doing that. They had me really worried for a moment there. I was about to boycott this. kidding. But yeah. This was great. We get a bit with Sam. There are a lot of parallels to Sam right now and Captain America. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not really a big fan of Sam in general, but I'm warming up to him a little bit. I'm not a major fan of Sam right now. I definitely don't want him taking up the Cap mantle. I want that to be kind of laid to rest or put with I don't know, someone who doesn't already have a title. Falcon is awesome as Falcon, and that's why I want him to stay Falcon, because Sam Wilson is a great Falcon. I don't want him to do anything else, because I want him to stay as the Falcon that he is. He has this awesome new suit, he's got a Red Wing, he's doing all these awesome, really cool things, and I don't want it to be any different. I would like to keep it this way. He's got all this new stuff. He's looking awesome. I think they should keep him this way. The other thing, though, I would be interested in seeing Bucky take up the Cap mantle. We've seen it happen in comics, and it was awesome. I'm really thinking they might be doing this in this series. I mean, we saw Falcon. Hand over the shield to authorities, and then we saw someone else pick it up later, which I'll get into, and what my feelings are on that, which will be close to the end of this. Or maybe it'll be in the middle, or maybe it'll be in the beginning. I'm not going to tell you, because that way you won't skip ahead to that, and I'm going to make you watch the whole thing, because that's the kind of person I am. moving on from that, I would like to see Bucky try and take up the mantle. Everyone's going, oh, Sam, do this, Sam, do that. And I know Cap handed him the shield in Endgame or whatever, but Why though? I mean, he makes such a good Falcon. I don't know if we even need a new Captain America, you know? Maybe just lay the cap mantle to rest and just let it stay and put it in a museum. This belongs in a museum. Really what Sam's ideals were, which I think are correct. I think they should, they should put it back, honor his memory instead of trying to tarnish it with someone else's actions or put it onto someone else's shoulders. I think they should just let it to rest and let it be. Don't destroy the shield or anything. That would be horrific. Let's burn an American flag, basically. But like I don't think they should destroy the shield. I think someone actually said that. Like someone actually said they should just destroy the shield. I'm sorry, what? Like who thought that would be a good idea? I don't know who would think that would be a good idea. I seriously doubt Marvel would do that. If Marvel did do that, I don't know what they'd be thinking, man, because that would suck. I think what they should do by the end of the series is just, go ahead and put the shield up and like maybe that Smithsonian exhibit like Sam was trying to do, instead of forcing it onto Sam, because we've just got the same character. He's been in like a couple movies. We barely know anything about him. We barely get to know him at all. And I know that's what the series is going to be doing, but I don't want him as Cap. I don't. I just want that to be laid to rest, and I want him to be Falcon because Falcon is awesome. I would like to see Bucky do it though, because Bucky doesn't really have anything except for that like White Wolf nickname. But I mean, that's not really a mantle. He doesn't have his own like gear and equipment. He has his metal arm. But White Wolf isn't really the White Wolf doesn't have a costume. White Wolf doesn't have like, a suit. Bucky just kind of walks around that like blue like jacket thing. That we saw in Infinity War and this episode. I mean at least so far. Maybe he'll put on the blue jacket thing again. In fact he almost certainly will, because I think I saw that in some trailer footage. But yeah. So I would like to see him take on the role. That's personally probably my favorite choice. All right, you know what? I'm just dying to talk about it. I'll just get into it. Some people will probably leave after hearing this because I'm sure this is all they want to hear, but John Walker. I think the first things that I said when watching it was not cool, man. Not cool. Because I said that aloud. And like in different episodes, like when it was revealed that that it really was Agatha Harkness in WandaVision, I was hyped. I was like jumping up and down. I was freaking out, man. But and like when they revealed that it was like Quicksilver and Quicksilver had returned, I in like in Evan Peters' body, at first, like, because they opened the door and we saw Evan Peters. At first, I was really disappointed because I thought that meant that the Aaron Taylor Johnson Quicksilver was never coming back. Then the next episode dropped and they were talking about how it actually was Aaron Taylor Johnson's Quicksilver, the MCU Quicksilver inside the Evan Peters body. And then at the end, it all just turned out to be a boner joke. I'm still mad at Marvel about that. I'm never letting that go. But we're focusing on Falcon and the Winter Soldier here. The reason I brought that up is because these are my reactions to these moments. John Walker, I'm probably going to have different reactions. They're going to have something every episode, and I'm going to tell you what my reaction was and what I said after that. When I saw John Walker, I was thinking, not cool. And it was not cool. Is it so bad if I'm willing to reserve judgment? Because I know there are a lot of people, like, I'm sure there are people on Twitter who are up in flames and just like going nuts. All I'm saying is, I think, and because I thought about it, all I'm saying is, I think we're judging him already. He hasn't even said a word. We don't know what kind of guy John Walker is in this series. Obviously, we have him from the comics and we know what he's like then, but they did say that they changed a lot about John Walker. So let's see what kind of guy John Walker is going to be like. I am rooting for him, actually. I'm rooting for him to be a good guy and be an upstanding guy. And I really hope that Sam and Bucky aren't like total jerks to him, but I would totally get it if they were. But I do hope they get along. I do hope Sam and Bucky aren't like total jerks to him, give him the cold shoulder or whatever, you know? Speaking of which, Sam and Bucky haven't even like met, so it's the first episode and they haven't even, I mean, obviously they've met, but they haven't even been in the same room for this entire episode, this entire like hour. Which is, again, slow pacing, but it's character building. But yeah, I'm willing to see where they're gonna go with John Walker. And yeah, I'm willing to see where they're gonna go with John Walker. I am not pro John Walker, and I am not anti Joe Walker. Did I say Joe? Did I just say Joe or did I say John? If I said Joe, don't at me. I am not pro John Walker and I'm not anti John Walker, but I'm open. I'm willing to see where they're going to take him and what he's going to do. One thing I'm not willing to see here is the Flag Smashers as allies, which as excuse me, what's the name? New Rockstars. That's it. That's it. They're Eric Voss, that's his name. Eric Voss from New Rockstars pointed out they might be trying to set up the Flag Smashers as allies. No. Nope. No. If they're trying to tell us that terrorists are good guys, I'm out. I am done, man. Again, this seems a lot like the worries that I had that this might that they might try to make this racial, which obviously they haven't, at least so far. But if they're trying to make crazy like globalist terrorists who want like a one world government, a one world government, the good guys, I am done. I'm not done with the podcast, obviously. I might be mad at Marvel. I'm probably going to keep doing the podcast just for you guys, just for your sake, but for Falcon and Winter Soldier, obviously I'll do it for other things. If they try and do that and they try and make them allies and make John Walker the enemy and have the terrorists be the allies, I will be extremely upset. I will probably just as, if not more upset than the WandaVision finale. And I hope they don't do that because I like the show right now, and I like where it's headed, and I like what they're doing with it. I really hope they don't do it, and I really hope they don't drag it in the mud in that direction, because again, this just seems to me like Marvel trying to be edgy, and like thought provoking. You're not being edgy. You're not being thought provoking. You're just confusing people. Or in trying to make people sympathize with terrorists, which is not okay. Again, they haven't said anything or done anything to say that they're gonna be siding with the Flag Smashers. All I'm saying is this is what I'm gonna say if they end up doing that. And again, I should probably like stop going off on Marvel because although there are hints to the fact that they may be siding with the Flag Smashers and their terrorist anti-government ideals, or actually fascist ideals. One world government is extremely fascist. They haven't said anything about Captain America teaming up with the Nazis, the Flag Smashers. If they're going to try and make the future Captain America, which I guess will be Sam, team up with them. Again, I will be extremely disappointed, but they haven't done anything like that yet, so I'm gonna stop going off about that. But I do see hints that they're going to try and do that. But then again, I saw hints that they were, you know, putting Mephisto in there, or D'Thon, or, you know, any of the things that they set up. Any of the Easter eggs they put in there, which apparently were for no reason, which is the first time Marvel has ever done anything like that. But yeah, so Marvel is just putting Easter eggs in their shows for no reason here, so I'm going to chalk those little hints up to nothing, and hope for the best. I really like this episode, and I really liked, I mean, again, Sam was okay in it, you know, he did his thing, he did this awesome scene with the, Batroc the Leaper, by the way, the guy who returned, to kidnap the pilot was Batroc the Leaper, and something was kind of weird about all of this. Why are they going after a pilot, you know, like, why do they need to, not a pilot, it was like a, I think he was like a colonel or something. Or no, lower than a colonel. Definitely lower than a colonel. Like a captain? I don't know. Some military guy who wasn't high-ranking enough. It was kind of like in the middle ranks. He was sent to rescue him. I'm not sure why exactly that guy was sent to be rescued, as opposed to, like, you know, the other guys on the military transport who got a bolt in the head. That we saw, actually. I'm not really sure why. But it could be the fact, like, maybe they hired Batroc the Leaper to kidnap that guy, because we know Batroc is has been hired by the U.S. government before, or specifically Hydra, or S.H.I.E.L.D., as it is called, during Captain America Winter Soldier, when it was... It's confusing, but... It was either hired by Nick Fury or by Director Pierce of Hydra. It's not really cleared up who it was. I might need to rewatch the movie, which is my favorite MCU movie. But I think it might have actually been Nick Fury, come to think of it. Yeah, because Natasha said, yeah, I think it was Nick Fury that that paid Batroc the Leaper to hijack that ship, actually. Anyway, we know Batroc does he's a merc for hire, a mercenary. So he does jobs for governments and spy agencies and stuff. So maybe the government was trying to, like, I don't know, get Sam to pass the border. I'm not really sure. It might just be lazy writing, and I might just be thinking too far into this, but who knows? Who knows? It could just be lazy writing. But, I mean, hey, we got an awesome fight scene out of it. I don't really mind. You know, it's 6 hours of content. Not every, like, 10 minutes is going to be, like, complete. Like, it's, every 10 minutes isn't going to be, like, thought out as well as Tenet was. Or, I don't know, Inception. Or I'm just listing off, or like, The Matrix or something, you know? I'm not going to be... It's not supposed to be a thought-provoking... film into the human mind. It's a show called Falcon and the Winter Soldier, made by Marvel Studios, where there's a lot of shooting, a lot of killing, a lot of violence, a lot of action, a lot of one-liners, and a lot of fun. We might not be thinking too far. We don't need to think too far into it, because we learned what that got us from WandaVision, following the Easter eggs that they gave us that led to nowhere, because WandaVision's creator liked to troll people. We know they like to troll people because... of the whole Quicksilver thing. Can I let it go? Let it go. Let it go, Thomas. Let it go. I'm letting you go. So, letting go WandaVision, and I'm moving on. I have moved on to Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I am recording the podcast for this now. I like what they did with Bucky in this episode. The way that they showed the Winter Soldier just, like, demolishing, like, the hint with the change of the, with the tint in the, and the camera, and the, and, like, the, I don't even know what I'm saying right now, the tinted, I guess I'd call it, like, a lens, the tinted lens in and the scene like let us know there was a flashback, but still seeing like that arm come out of like the painting or something, it was nuts. And just pull the guy in, we're like, holy cow, this is Winter Soldier, you know, fully fleshed. This is the fully fleshed Winter Soldier, who is terrifying. And I haven't mentioned he's terrifying. And I mean, that's one of the parts I loved about Winter Soldier so much, was the fact that Winter Soldier, as he is here, just absolutely kicked butt and did not care. Like, it was amazing. And so he's back and just killing everyone. You know, this is a little off topic, but Winter Soldier versus John Wick would be so cool. I mean, there's like Godzilla versus Kong or whatever, right? Forget about Godzilla versus Kong. I want John Wick versus Winter Soldier. We need to see that. Editors on YouTube, do your thing. Anyway, and so we see Bucky have to kill, or not really have to kill. We see him just kill this one guy in the crossfire, because he witnessed the whole thing. And his hands are shaking, dude. And like, I love the fact that this isn't like a horror movie where like there's like a lot of screaming and they're just running away. This is what you'd actually be doing. The guy would be standing there. He's not running at you. He'd be standing there, yeah. And you're just frantically trying to put the key in the hole and trying to unlock the door, but your hand is shaking so much that you can't do it. And the dread that guy must be feeling, knowing that he's about to die and he's trying to escape, it was really well done, well shot, and kudos to that actor, because holy cow, I could feel what that guy was feeling, and it was terrifying. The score, the Bucky screen coming up in the Bucky scream coming up in the background, which is what that music is in the Winter Soldier theme. Bucky's scream falling from the train to the ground below, and which we saw in the Captain America: The First Avenger when he fell off. That scream is actually the same thing they used and remixed into the Bucky theme, the scream sound effect. So we hear that, and I'm like, holy cow! He ends up shooting the guy, which was obviously very sad, and I was like, rooting for that guy to get away, but he died. And we're not really sure why he showed us this. And then we see him hanging out, see Bucky hanging out with this friend of his who's an old elderly man. At first I thought maybe this guy is like, he was one of the Howling Commandos or something, because I hadn't seen The First Avenger in a little while, so I thought maybe this guy is one of the Howling Commandos and he's still alive. He looks a little bit, he's aged pretty well if he was one of the Howling Commandos, but because I mean it has been a while since the Howling Commandos. Coming to think of it now, doing the math, that's probably extremely stupid for me to think that he was part of the Howling Commandos. But anyway, Bucky was hanging out with this guy, and they're at this they're like at this bar, right? And Bucky is Bucky's hanging out. He's hanging out with him, and they're talking about the waitress. It might be slightly out of order here. Anyway, the guy ends up looking at these mochis, and like it zooms in on his eyes, and I'm sorry to ruin the moment, but he looks exactly like Grogu did when flash to the past. Do you remember when Grogu was looking at those eggs and it was like season 2, episode 2 of The Mandalorian, and he was just looking at those eggs with his big eyes? That's honestly the vibe I got from this guy, and I'm so sorry because this guy must be going through so much pain and trauma, but that's what he looked like. I'm sorry. You know, I'm really sorry, but that's what it looked like. At least to me. So he looks down. I think he's in the green bean mochis, or his son's favorite. And so that's another chime. We're like, is this guy the dad? The dad of that guy. And is Bucky hanging out with him because like he feels the guilt of overkilling his son? Because Bucky remembers them all, as he told Iron Man in Civil War. By the way, I'm sorry, just to point this out, The Cap films are like the best and most important films out of all of the solo films. I'm just gonna point that out. I mean, Iron Man 1 was great and all. The Captain America films, in my opinion, are the best. It might just be because I'm a Captain America fan. This is really the closest that we're gonna get to a Captain America 4. Which is a 6 hour long Captain America 4 without Captain America in it. But I really hope, and again, I'm going back to this. I really hope they do it justice. I really hope they do. And I hope, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. So I'm gonna put my worries aside, and get back to Bucky. And so we get like this feeling of dread and anxiety. And we look, and so Bucky ends up taking his Bucky ends up taking his friend back to the place. And after the guy gets tells the waitress or the I don't know, bartender, I guess it is. Bartender there that she should go out with Bucky. And so I mean obviously she says yes, it's Sebastian Stan. And so they said get set up for a date, which will happen later. But so we go back to his apartment, right? And we see, and we see, and we see, like, we see Bucky. Okay, I think I'm getting this mixed up. Hang on. I'm getting the order of these mixed up. I'm just so excited about this. Okay. So Bucky goes on the date with the girl, right? And so they're hanging out, and for whatever reason, she brings up the topic of Yuri, that's his friend's name, Yuri. She brings up the topic of Yuri and how she really appreciates what she's doing them for him and being there for Yuri because it's been really tough for him ever since his son died. Which, I mean, I guess that's nice. It just seemed to me like it's kind of a mood killer. You know, you two are hanging out, you're laughing. So you remember that old guy whose son died that you're hanging out with, who's really like depressed all the time? Remember him? And I get they had to do it for the plot and all. It just felt a little bit weird to me. But who knows? I don't. I certainly don't. I don't have experience in that field. So, yeah. Anyway. So yeah. So Bucky's there, and so she brings up, and so she goes deeper into this instead of just kind of, you know, saying that one thing. She's like, you know, there's a word for like someone who's husband died or someone whose wife died, but there's no word for someone whose children died. Like, holy cow, man. Like, why are you talking about this on your date? Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that on your date, man? You're ruining your date. So anyway, this gets to Bucky because his PTSD flashes back and he ends up because he's the one that had to that killed that guy's son. I was forced to by the brainwashing and remembers it and it's horrifying and because we he didn't just he had to like see that the dude's like brains spatter all over the place and like the bullet go through his head which will mess up a face by the way not from experience obviously I'm still alive but yeah it would be gory and now you're remembering that and remembering all of these things of how you had to kill all these people. Anyway, it's just horrible. So he ends up running out and abandoning her, and going up to Yuri's place, and he sees Yuri, and Yuri opens the door, and he's like, "What's going on?" So he looks over his shoulder, and there's like this little like altar almost with candles and a picture of the guy that he killed. This is confirmation. Bucky had his we had our suspicions, and Bucky had his suspicions. But we finally know. Sitting on the table is the picture of the guy's son. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. And we are back. Sitting on the table, right there, is the guy that Bucky killed. So it is confirmed that that is Yuri's son. And so Bucky feels this tremendous wave of guilt. And you get this, and you get the theme slightly coming back again, reminding him of what he'd done. And Yuri asks him again, what's going on? He looks over his shoulder at the picture of his dead son, because Bucky's staring, giving it, like, staring into its, into the picture really intensely. So he looks over, as anyone would, trying to see what's going on. And Bucky just says, I owe you for lunch. Or I think he said, yeah, I owe you for lunch, and gives him some money and walks away. So that kind of, it doesn't really complete the arc. I hope they'll go back to it more, because that point is really interesting to me. But if they don't, I could get them not doing it anymore, but I hope they do, because that part was really interesting to me. In all seriousness, I think it's tragic. I mean, obviously, it's extremely tragic. But I just really love that they're doing that, that they're going, that they're showing what Bucky had, what Bucky had to do, and he was brainwashed, and what the repercussions of that are, mentally for him and socially for him. The other thing that they've been doing with Bucky this episode, and hopefully for the rest of the series, is the therapy with this lady who we've seen in the trailer spots. In the trailer spot when Bucky and Falcon have a staring contest, because Bucky and his famous staring. You know, you probably can't see it right now because I'm recording a podcast, but I too, not unlike Bucky, am staring at the camera. That was random. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, moving right on. So Bucky's attending like this therapy thing, and he has these certain rules that he has to follow. And they're part of his therapy. So he has a list of names. And McKinley, excuse me, McCarthy, my gosh, Bucky, is going through the list, and he's reading out the names, and those are all the people that he's got to make amends to. And so he's got like this scripted line that he has to say, and he's like, my name is James Buchanan Barnes. I'm no longer the Hydra operative known as the Winter Soldier. You are part of my government program to make amends, or something like that, with this forced smile that I wouldn't be surprised if it broke the internet, because it was just, it was so good. There are going to be memes of that, I'm sure. And I am more than willing to look at those. But yeah, that smile, man, smile killed me. So he goes over to this one lady's car, and they do it kind of like in between shots. So he goes over to this one lady's car, and he like breaks the arm, and I don't know if he like kills the security guard right there. I'm not really sure what happened to that guy, but you hear like a snap, so we're just gonna assume that guy's okay, which is a bold assumption, but we're just going to assume that he went to the hospital and was fine. Anyway, he like hacks her car, and then goes over. Scares the living poop out of her, and then tells her that he's part of his program to make amends. Now, we don't really know what her deal is, besides the fact that she's like a former Hydra thing. We don't know what legislature she was trying to push, but probably based off of like the whole Captain America thing, I bet it was like some anti like gun thing or something. I'm not sure. That just kind of seems to fit the Captain America MO, you know, the whole America thing, you know? So, it was probably something like that, but they don't specify. So probably so people don't get up in arms about it, you know? So that's really what they've done with Bucky this episode, and I really enjoy it because we're getting a lot more Bucky, who's a character I've always liked. I mean, obviously Cap is always going to be my favorite, but Bucky I've always had a soft spot for, because you know, it's his whole redemption arc is heartwarming, and the fact that he's no longer brainwashed I think it's safe to assume, because he's out in the public. The government has let him out, so I'm going to assume he's no longer brainwashed. I think he was fixed in Wakanda. They never specified it to my knowledge, but I think he was, yeah. I think he was fully, I mean, he would have to be fully unbrainwashed, no longer brainwashed, if they're letting him out into public. So, yes. You know, I bet Sebastian Stan, the guy who plays Bucky, I bet he has to go all over the place, and fans just come up to him and say, like, the Winter Soldier command phrase in Russian or whatever. Like, well, I mean, I don't speak Russian, but I know it in English, and they're like,
Rusted, Dibrik, Homecoming, Fritkar, so on, and forth. This is how we speak now. I will speak like this for the rest of podcast. Would you like that?
Sorry about that. Anyway, moving right on. So I'm safe to assume that Bucky's fully no longer brainwashed. With Sam, they gave us, you know, they gave us his whole military mission thing. Then he's hanging out with Torres, who I know from comics, who becomes the Falcon in the comics, which is another hint that they're probably going to make Sam, they're going to force Sam into being Captain America and make Torres the new Falcon. I'm going to be straight with you. I don't like Torres. He's suspicious. I don't like him. Not a fan. If they make him the new Falcon, I mean, I guess, whatever. I'm not going to be happy about it. But they haven't done that yet. They haven't expressed, they haven't said they're going to do that. But for whatever reason, they brought in Torres. I mean, there has to be a reason why they brought in Torres. Otherwise, they would have just named him, like, Jimmy or something, you know? But no, they brought in the character of Torres, so I have to assume that they're going to make him Falcon. They're going to make Cap into Sam. I am going to not talk about that because I am remaining positive on this podcast. Positive vibes. Anyway, so they give us like this little thing where Sam is trying to get a boat with his sister, and she's trying to they're trying to get a loan to fix up the boat, and they have like this restaurant thing, and they're in this black neighborhood, and you know, like minority stuff, and I don't know. I mean, it was cool. You know, they give us a bit of backstory to Sam. They created a couple of nephews expressly so they could call him Uncle Sam. So yeah, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, this episode wasn't too eventful, but it was a nice, I mean, it's a pilot. It was a nice pilot. It gave us a taste of what we're going to be expecting, and then a cliffhanger with John Walker taking up the shield. I thoroughly enjoyed it, you know? There's nothing, I don't have many criticisms of this episode. I mean, there are a few, obviously, like the whole reason with the Batroc the Leaper thing and why Sam was after that one guy. There are a couple things that I'm worried about, you know, Torres, them trying to implement racism later in the series, and, you know, the whole Sam taking on the shield thing. I'm interested to see where they're going to go with John Walker. I'm interested to see where they're going to go with Bucky. Are they going to make him Cap? Probably not, but it would be so much better if they did, because I want Falcon to stay as Falcon. Falcon is awesome. Please don't make him Torres. Please don't make Falcon Torres, and please don't make Sam Cap. We've seen it in comics. I was not a fan of those comics because they made the entire government racists. And that's what supposedly this is based on. The series is great so far. They haven't done any of the horrible things that the comic series did. The series is great so far. Falcon and the Winter Soldier is great so far. I love it. I hope they keep it up. I have faith that they will keep it up, and I have faith that it will continue to be good and not try and make terrorists sympathetic characters or try to make us sympathize with the flag smashers or make people inherently racist, or make the government inherently racist. I doubt they'll do that. I hope they won't do that. And I have faith that they won't disappoint us all and do that. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you guys had as much fun watching the Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 1 as I did. I am so super hyped for episode 2, and I can't wait for more John Walker and see where they take him. Always, of course, it was a pleasure, and I will see you next time.